Back in early June, the Tow River Health District issued a health advisory that because of problems at the Burnsville Wastewater Treatment Plant, swimming or wading in the Cane River downstream from the treatment plant was prohibited as some type of toxic waste was continuing to come into the plant system and there was potential for pollution of the river. Since then, conditions at the plant have improved, but as Roy Davis with North Carolina Division of Water Quality says, he thinks it would be premature to lift the swimming ban at this time.
As regards to the wastewater treatment plants at Burnsville, things are improving, but I don't think we're quite where we want to be yet. As regards to the river, where I asked by the health department whether it's time to lift the warning advising the public not to swim in the river, I would say that it would be premature to lift that warning at this time. There have been high fecal coliform numbers when we've sampled the Cane River below the Burnsville Sewage Treatment Plant. Those numbers are improving considerably. The town now has the ability to continuously disinfect the discharge from the wastewater treatment plant. So the fecal coliform numbers are declining significantly in the Cane River below the town of Burnsville.
Roy Davis is with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality. We spoke with the director of the Tow River Health District, Jesse Green, today. He said they continue to receive testing results from North Carolina Division of Water Quality, and there has been significant improvement in the quality of the water in this section of the river. He said the posting of signs of no swimming or wading will remain in place until the quality numbers indicate the water is completely safe. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.